Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. However you get us, we appreciate you getting all the info. Hopefully, we're rapidly becoming a place where you don't get a lot of this stuff every place else. We just want to be different. We want to be accurate, right? But we want to be different. Make sure you find folks entertained. So we always appreciate it, whether it's AM590 or on ESPN in the Tri-Cities or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. X. X out that Twitter comment. We are all over the place. So we appreciate it. My main man, Ravi Lula, and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. with another, hopefully entertaining edition of Herd at Sports Radio. We got into some really philosophical stuff today talking about the quarterback spot. And per usual, one of our guests kind of triggered it. It was Sam McEwen, and it just sparked a ton of thought. And Ravi and I were getting into it because we've been talking about this for about, since spring ball started, maybe a month, so a little before spring ball started, where, you know, what happens with the quarterback spot and what does it say depending on who wins the job? Do we fully trust Coach Rhule and this staff? And hear my heart, it wasn't anything about whether who I think is going to start or not. It's basically just giving perspective on some situations that could happen. Because Coach Rhule and this staff have at no point ever talked about, outside of the quarterback run game last year when the season first started and kind of the offense they wanted to be, he really hasn't set any real benchmarks for quarterback play. I think he's spoken generally, right? We want to take care of the football. We want to convert on third down. We want to be able to play catch when it comes to the quarterback spot. But he's kind of said that about almost every position generally. We want to be able to run the football. We have to be able to convert third and mediums where we catch the ball. But it's kind of turned into this thing, this much anticipated quarterback battle. And I get it. This isn't new. It has withstood the test of time. But Robbie and I were talking yesterday, and you can go back and check out some of the quarterback talk segments. Why we view the quarterback position differently, like especially this year with such a highly touted freshman coming in and two freshmen in the same class competing along with Harburg, who's coming back after eight starts last year, where we're ready or we're more willing to make like sweeping generalizations based on who wins the job, right? It's like, well, if Danny wins the job, then we're thinking, oh, man, Dylan must not have been very, very good if somebody his own age beat him out. Or if Harburg wins the job, it's, well, man, maybe Dylan wasn't as good as we thought, right? And we've kind of subscribed ourselves to these narratives. And they're all different. And we talked a lot about different contingency plans for reasons why any of the three particular quarterbacks could win the job. So again, I encourage you to go back and listen to the replay page of that discussion because it was really interesting. We talked about the emotional dynamics, commanding a huddle, what it may mean if each guy starts. And it just sparked this thought because at the very end of that segment, I said, you know, we don't view almost any other position like that. If you know, Gabe Irvin Jr. won the job at running back, like, does that we would think, oh my gosh, man, he must really be good, or do we look at it as like, oh man, Dowdell must have not been very good? Like, if Quentin Ives run the running back job as a redshirt freshman, you'd be like, oh, man, that guy's got to be pretty good. Man, he probably developed a ton to hold off Dowdell and Gabe Irvin Jr. But it's like with the quarterback spot, it gets a different assessment, even though the coaching staff hasn't really put any parameters on what they need the quarterback position to look like other than take care of the football, right? So, but it's just one of those positions that's kind of isolated. If a young freshman, you know, inside linebacker won a job, we would say, man, that guy's really good. And especially if he beat out an incumbent on a defense that was pretty good last year. It was really good at times, right? Obviously, they got to clean up some things, but they just get a different barometer. And I'm always curious as to why that is. So I'll definitely take your thoughts. Make sure you hit us up tomorrow, 888-638-4876, if you get an opportunity. Because I think the coaching staff is really telling you what they want. Is it just that we know better? We know that to win championships, you typically have to have amazing quarterback play. So that's what we want. Is it because we follow recruiting so closely? Because Nebraska's talked about wanting to be excellent in all three phases, right? Elite special teams, elite defense, and elite offense. And you can get away with winning a lot of games if you're two out of those three. You can have elite defense and elite special teams, and you can be Iowa. You can have elite offense and elite special teams, and you can be USC, right? There's more than a couple of ways to skin it, but you can't be less than elite at two of the three if you want to make progress towards conference championships. That's just the standard. So we have this veteran offensive line that will have more starts than any Big Ten team in the conference. You've got two older wide receivers that will come in and try to help solidify a position group that had a lot of young talent last year. You get a ton of experience, at least college experience, in the backfield with Dowdell, with Emmett Johnson, with Gabe Irvin. Quentin Ives is back for another year, although he's very inexperienced. He's a guy that they were very high on. So if all those other positions, how about the tight end spot, right? May need a little more depth, but at the top, it's a pretty good position group, right? You've got Borkature and Lindemeyer, and you've got, obviously Thomas Fedoni, and you've got new young guys coming in, Carter Nelson, Danny King, Eric Ingerson, Ishmael Smith-Flores. I mean, you've got Cade Nechternach is there. You've got guys at that spot. So if everybody else is good, how good does the quarterback spot have to be? Do we have something in our mind where we think, okay, we know we need to play quarterback at this level to win at this particular with this kind of consistency? Like, what is it? Like, what do we think that is? Does that shape kind of how we view the quarterback race? Because they've made no real glaring declarations, and I don't think they will. But it also doesn't mean they're playing possum either with the quarterback spot, because maybe they don't know. Things take time, right? You know, they love the way that Harburg could command the huddle and how guys responded to him last year when he called plays and they broke the huddle. And maybe with more experience, that's something that a mature offensive line may need for leadership. Or maybe it's, gosh, you know what, Dylan, we're gonna go through some inexperience in playing in the Big Ten as a true freshman at the quarterback spot, which is not an easy task. But hey, we believe that it's good enough around you, or Danny, the same thing, or whatever. And then everybody's okay. Because if you trust, do you trust across the board, or do we only just trust when it confirms what we already think? That's the real thing, kind of, when you're looking at it from a fan perspective, is it can help set the tone. Do we completely trust, or do we just trust when it's what we want the desired outcome to be. And I'm not saying anybody's infallible, right? Coaches make mistakes, and just because they say so and they decide on it doesn't always mean that it's going to pan out the way that they want it to. But given the information that they have at the time, coaches typically operate in the know in terms of what gives them the best chance to win games. Now, that can change, right? We heard Coach Rule say last year, you never know about a quarterback until you actually see them do it. Could be the same across the board. Sometimes guys just need game experience to confirm or deny what people already think. But that's part of the process, and that's what makes it coaching, especially at the collegiate level. Make sure you tune into the show. I'm looking for a little feedback. Help me answer some of these questions that Ravi poses to me or that I pose to him. Give him a follow on X. He's got couple of L's in his last name. You should be all right. Just start with at Ravi, and the rest will be history. I'm at Damon Benning, ODB, the show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do what you need to do to help us contribute and be better at what we do. It's another episode of Benning Bites.